Most of the sources we have surviving from the late 19th century are travel accounts written by foreigners. There are some ways that we can attempt to get at a more dragoman-centred approach to this. We don't have any surviving accounts written by dragomans themselves. However, we do have things like the business cards which dragomans gave to their clients, which tell us something about how they saw their professional role, what kinds of qualifications they claimed. We also have recommendation letters that tourists wrote for their dragomans. This is a slightly trickier situation. I recently worked on an album, a collection of reference letters, which was owned by a dragoman named Solomon Najima, who mostly worked in Palestine. And although we don't have his own voice necessarily speaking through this, what we do have is a collection of recommendation letters curated by him that tells us something about how he wished to depict himself to his future clients and to posterity to a certain extent as well.